Super Ken, we here rapping with the great 6-time champion, Olympic gold medalist, actor, and many other things, the great Sugar Ray Leonard. How you doing, sir?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
As a kid, my dad caught every Sugar Ray Leonard fight. I would be sitting there watching them with him. And I'm telling you now, because of that, boxing is my number one sport, hands down.
Well, I've been a fighter for, Jesus Christ, over 40-some odd years. And you don't think about it back then, when you're through, when you're done, when you look at where you've been, what you've done, what you've created. It's very humbling.
How do you feel about the state of boxing right now?
It's rather disappointing because champions don't fight champions anymore. They don't use the term contender because when you were like number 2, number 5 contender, number 10 contender, it meant something. I'm an optimist. I think boxing will get back to where it was after, you know, another star comes into play.
Why isn't there something in place for the retired fighters? Like I hear about Evander Holyfield losing that big house he worked for and you hear all these stories. In most sports, that's set up. They're telling me OJ is making like 150 right now while he's in jail.
It's not just the nature of the sport. It is the sport itself, because boxing is indeed a poor man's sport. When a fighter who comes from humble beginnings get into fame and get into the big money, you know, you get a little crazy. Want to buy that thing you never had before, whether it's a diamond watch, diamond ring, $200,000 car, Gucci bag, whatever the case may be. You know, you think it's going to last forever. I very fortunately had good people around me. And also, I kind of understood if you spend more than what you have, eventually you come to an end.
So when you see the money team and Floyd Mayweather and them running around flashing money, I mean, what's your opinion on that?
That's not my thing. I don't do that. But then again, you know, you got to understand that no one thought Mayweather would be where he is today. I mean, come on. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, come on. I met Floyd on a plane many, many years ago. I think he was maybe 19. And I said, young man, you're gonna be something. Because I saw something in him. And he's displayed so much talent, heart. He's where he's worked hard for. You know what I mean?
Who would you like to see him fight?
Well, even Pacquiao. I mean, Pacquiao.
You would like to see that?
Well, you know, it's not highly anticipated because of the defeat of Pacquiao when he got knocked out by my man, what's his name?
Marquez knocked him out.
Marquez, yeah. Still, that would be a huge fight.
Russ Paul Morning Show, we rapping with the great Sugar Ray Leonard, of course. Now, when is the movie coming out? Hands of Stone.
Usher believes that if it doesn't come out this year, which is just around the corner, it will be out the first of 2015.
Are you happy with Usher playing you?
Oh, without question. I'm very honored and humbled by that because he worked really, really hard and he's such a perfectionist.
Did you bring him around the way? You bring him to Palmer Park and everything to show him?
He's been around Palmer Park. He's been in Potomac. He's been around the places that I've grew up in.
You look like you could have played yourself, man. I mean, what's going on? You in great shape.
It's just stress.
Stress? Is that what it is?
I'm just being funny.
Now, I wanted to bring this up. Now, in your book, The Big Fight, My Life In and Out the Ring, you revealed that you were actually sexually abused by a coach. Now, as a parent, we trust coaches so much. If someone's listening today that's going through something like this, what would you say to them?
First of all, you try to instill or teach your kids that if anyone touches you inappropriately and that, you know, anywhere, to tell them. You know, it's such an embarrassing thing. There is such a stigma attached to being sexually abused.
Right.
For women and for young ladies, for girls, you know, they say, well, you brought it on because you had that sexy dress or whatever.
Right.
And for guys, because we have this bravado,
right,
especially if we're a fighter or whatever, we're famous, we suppress it, keep it close to our chest. But what happens, it eventually catches up with you and it kills you. It can kill you. Mm-hmm. It will kill you.
Right.
I mean, I kept it secret for over 40 some years.
Wow.
And when I finally disclosed and made that, I talked about it, I felt free. I felt so much better.
And I'm sure coming from you, I'm sure that gave others the strength to actually deal with their situation.
Without question. And I saw that firsthand. I had the chance to speak at Penn State. And I actually took my daughter, Camille. She was like 15 at the time. And I said, Camille, I said, you know, your father's going to talk about something that may shock you. And she said, what, Pops? And I said, you know, when I was a young kid, something happened to me. She said, the sex thing? She said, I know about that. That tells me that kids know more than we think they
do. Oh, definitely.
Especially with social media.
Right. You can't hide from anything.
You can't hide. And you shouldn't hide, actually. You should not hide.
Is there a sign that a parent should look for?
You know what? Because, you know, for me personally speaking, you really, really trust these people.
Right.
Whether it's a coach, whether it's a pastor, I hate to say it, whether it's a friend, a doctor.
You have to say it.
Yeah. a family member. You don't know. You really don't know. Yeah. Just keep your eyes opening and try to keep that communication with your kids.
I ask a lot of questions. I just keep asking over and over.
Yeah, but you know, again, it's not that easy, man.
It's not.
Because my son, my oldest son Ray, he got upset with me when the revelation came out about, you know, the sexual child abuse. He said, "Why didn't you tell me?" I said, "Well, I didn't tell your mother for years, and I didn't tell even my second wife. I didn't tell her that. I was embarrassed about it. I was scared, and I was scared. I was petrified."
And you try to forget about it.
It's not something you forget about. Right. Yeah.
It's something you don't really want to be talking
about.
But
check this out. The only time that I would talk about it was when I got drunk. You know, I've been sober now for, 8 years. It's so funny because I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I'm 58. I have a wonderful family, great friends.
Looking 40.
Looking 40. Well, and it's because I've surrendered. I've gotten stuff off my chest that I kept for years. You can't live that way.
Wow.
And you won't live that way.
I'm going to let you go, champ. If there's one thing that you could change about boxing, what would it be?
Back on network television.
You remember that? Wild World of Sports.
Yes, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. And you hit that one.
Oh, yeah.
The great Sugar Ray Leonard right here.